Resistance, Owen Shears. In the months afterwards, all of the women at some point said they'd known the men were leaving the valley. Just as William Jones used to forecast the weather by studying the sky or the formations of migrating birds, so the women said they'd been able to forecast the men's sudden departure. After all, they were their men, their husbands. No one could read them like they could. So no surprise if they should see what was coming. That's what the women said in the long silence afterwards. But in truth, none of them saw any change in the men's behaviour. None of them knew the men were leaving, and in many ways this was the hardest part of what happened. Their husbands left in the night. Just days after news of the invasion came crackling through on Maggie's wireless, propped on a Bible on her kitchen table, the men, lit by a hunter's moon, met at William's milking shed and slipped out of the valley. Moving in single file, they walked through the higher fields and up over the Hatteral Ridge, an ellipses of seven dark shapes decreasing over the hill's shoulder, shortening to a last full stop, and then nothing. Just the blank page of the empty slope. The women, meanwhile, slept soundly in their beds. It was only in the morning when a weak September sun shone into the valley that they realized what had happened.